Welcome back to Ravens Report. Happy to be joined by Ravens wide receiver Torrey Smith. Torrey, thanks for taking the time to be with us tonight.
No problem. Appreciate you having me.
Joe Flacco said this week in talking about you that there was a point last season when all of a sudden you went from being the guy who sometimes caught the ball to the guy who caught everything. He said it just clicked. Do you remember what that point was?
No. I just go out and play. Well, I think there was, and it was up, and like, you know, the more comfortable you get, you know, the faster you can play and the better you can play. And I can definitely say, you know, from the middle of last year, you know, really, like, just overall, I'm constantly going, constantly getting better. And, you know, you just go out there and play football. I feel like I'm all caught up.
It's not like you're an old grizzled veteran. I mean, you haven't been around here that long. And when you first showed up here, you were a guy who the scouting report was great speed, doesn't run great routes, inconsistent hands. You have become a guy who runs great routes, is a number one receiver, is setting the pace in the NFL, and catches everything. How did you make that leap so fast?
I mean, I guess it's just work. You know, it's all a work in progress. And, you know, even in college, you know, I obviously did well. And, you know, people always say, you know, the inconsistent thing because of I used to body catch. But it's not like I didn't have hands and I didn't show the ability to do it before. You know, it's all about being consistent with it. And, you know, it's not, I wasn't a guy in college who had 1,000 drops. You know, I just had a few, you know, here and there all year. And, you know, just really getting comfortable now. You know, embracing this and, you know, again, working with Coach Haas, you know, he's helped my fundamentals a lot, which was really my problem, you know, coming into the league.
So he's been the guy who really just helped take you just that degree higher.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because, you know, you come in, I'm raw, you know, I'm athletic, you know, but I have to fine tune things, routes, fundamentals, catching the ball, everything. And, you know, he's helped, you know, fix all of that. And because I was so raw, I didn't necessarily have a lot of bad habits, you know, so he just helped groom me. You know, and I bought in, you know, to his coaching. And, you know, he hates when I say that. But, you know, it was definitely a credit to him.
Well, and you have the numbers to back up your improvement because you are the first Ravens receiver with back-to-back 100-yard games, shot to be the first since Kadri Ismail back in 99 to have three straight 100-yard games. You think Q's nervous about your game on Sunday?
I don't know, man. I'm not really. I just hope we win, you know, whether I have zero catches or a million. You know, if we win, that's all that matters.
The young guys in the receiving room say you're the leader now. They look to you as the leader. Just as you've made the transition from potential to production, you've made the transition quickly from a young guy to a leader. What's leadership mean to you? What style do you believe in as a leader?
I think just go out there and be yourself. You know, I feel like people don't respect you when you go out there and you're a character guy, a rah-rah guy that does stuff for attention. You know, and you put it all on yourself like, oh, everyone's looking at me. I'm the leader. You know, I just go out there and lead by example and, you know, try to do things the right way, you know, and really just try to help our guys get on the same page, you know, as our coaches and Joe, you know, so we can all go in the same direction.
Every single time this year I tell somebody that I'm going to be talking with you, if that person's a female, they say, oh, I miss his hair. Are you still getting, where's the hair comments?
Yeah,
because
you
lost the dreads?
All the time, grocery store, wherever, you know, folks talk about the dreads, but you're starting to get used to it now, so it'll be old hopefully next year.
And just like with your professional receiving game, your personal life, much more than your hair, is evolving. You are all the rage on social media with a jar of Prego, one of the more creative ways to share with people that you and your wife are pregnant for the first, well, she's pregnant, you're going to be a dad for the first time, and I can see from your grin you're thrilled about it.
Definitely, I'm excited about it, and, you know, that's all her idea. She's one of those Pinterest folks, so she get on there, she sees creative.
Oh, you don't like social media.
I'm a Twitter guy. She's Pinterest, so this thing, she comes in there, she's like, Tori, what do you think about this? I'm like, don't even think we're ever going to do that. And, you know, somehow she got me to take that picture, and what started off as what we thought we were just sharing with Baltimore turned into a thing going worldwide, you know, from a picture. It's crazy.
Well, it gives you an idea how much people have started to embrace you. And I think part of the reason they embrace you is the young man you are. I mean, you are the oldest of seven. You had a tough background. You had the kind of background, Torrey, most people wouldn't have blamed you if you didn't turn out to be a good guy. And now you are not just a top-shelf professional, you're a role model, and you're going to be a dad. Because of your background, what are you most looking forward to when you see your baby for the first time and realize, I'm the dad?
I mean, I think about it every day. I know, you know, how my life was, and a lot of it wouldn't have been that way, you know, had there been, you know, a solid male figure there and, You know, I'm looking forward to being that for my child when it comes. And, you know, I learned a lot from my situation and how to be a father and how to be a better man. And I know what, you know, a child needs from the opposite side. So, and I'm looking forward to being that and taking my experiences and applying it to, you know, my child's life.
Joe Flacco didn't want to know, boy or girl. How about you and your wife?
So we're on the fence. Either we're going to find out on Christmas as a surprise and or not find out at all. And, you know, all the guys keep trying to tell me, don't find out. And I don't know, man. If it's a girl, I have to get my mind right.
Trust me, my oldest is a girl. You have to get your mind right for a long, long time. Hey, you've got to get your mind right for Sunday's game against the Packers as well, because this is a team that comes in with, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay offense. When you play an opponent whose offense has taken so much attention, does that add a little bit of extra motivation to let people know, hey, wait a second, we can make big plays too?
I don't really care, you know, because at the end of the day, when we step on the field, it's us versus them. You know, obviously we know they have a great offense, but we feel like, and their job is to score at will. And, you know, that's our job as well. I feel like we can do it on a consistent basis. And, you know, every time we touch the ball, we expect to score. Does it happen all the time? No. But that's the mindset. So if they score one, and when we get the ball back, we already expected to score. So just because they did it doesn't mean that we're like, oh, man, we got to do it now. No, that's our mindset every time we touch the ball to score. So, I mean, I don't care who they bring in here. You know, that's our job on offense, and we trust our defense.
Usually when the Ravens go on the road, I'll look for guys who maybe played at a school in that city and ask them, you know, how many tickets is this game going to cost you? But because you played at Maryland, every home game, I imagine people are scratching at you. And because you are a big local celebrity, have you had to learn the power of the word no? Because everybody wants a little piece of Torrey Smith now.
Oh, man, I learned that right away. You know, first of all, my family's huge. So, you know, for even my brothers and sisters alone, you know, you're already looking at 5-6 tickets. So, you know, I learned to really, you have to control it. One, they're not free. Tickets aren't free. So, you know, I have to be wise, you know, with what I do have. And, you know, just, I don't know, I feel like I always tell people that, you know, if you didn't come to my games in high school, don't come now. Because everyone wants to come to the professional games. It's easier now. And, you know, that was my rule, and not very many people came in high school, so therefore I cut it off. That's my way.
Have you done the same thing with friends?
Yeah, my friends in college, they come up. It's like a lot of, I mean, like you said, it's the Maryland thing, going to school there. A lot of folks, you know, do come up and support me, and I look out for them. But, you know, for all my folks in Virginia, you know, they try to come. I'm like, nah. Watch on TV. I'll see y'all when I come home.
Well, you have a magnificent definition of family. You have become a great role model. You are the go-to guy and the number one receiver, and you'll have a house full on Sunday chanting your name. Good luck against the Packers and continued success.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you stay with us. Ravens Report comes right back after this.